During his tenure at Fox News, Tucker Carlson was known for pushing views that had been considered the domain of a far-right fringe onto a mainstream conservative audience. So now some are wondering if his departure might change the tone at Fox. To help answer that, we called Nicole Hemmer, a political historian at Vanderbilt University, who's been writing about conservative politics and media. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So we know what happened at Fox. The powers that be let Carlson go so fast, they didn't even give him a farewell show. But I'm not sure we fully know why, whether it was his role in, say, pushing election lies, which led to this, you know, very expensive lawsuit, or his workplace conduct, whether that was the key factor. But even having said that, do you think Carlson's departure is an indication that Carlson's rhetoric was becoming too much even for Fox?
It's entirely possible, but Tucker Carlson's rhetoric has been one of the most important drivers of audience to Fox News. He has been the most popular show on Fox, in fact, the most watched show in cable news history since 2020. And that makes him pretty powerful, and it makes his messaging pretty important to the direction that Fox News has been going over the past 6 or 7 years. So his rhetoric maybe got him in trouble, but it's actually been one of the most defining features, not just of his show, but of Fox News during the Trump era.
But, you know, in 2011, Fox parted ways with Glenn Beck, and then in 2017, Bill O'Reilly was forced out. Both of them were network stars. You know, they've gone on to do other projects, but it doesn't seem that they've maintained that kind of same level of influence. Do you think Carlson's situation is different?
Carlson's situation is different, not because he will be able to maintain the same level of influence, we're not really sure if he will, but because Fox News is in a particularly precarious place with its audience. Since the 2020 election, when they called the election for Joe Biden, there was a real rush of the audience away to other sources like Newsmax. Tucker Carlson was really instrumental in bringing that audience back, but there's a level of distrust between parts of the Fox audience and Fox News. And this is just another piece of evidence for that part of the audience that perhaps Fox News isn't entirely on their side.
So what do you think happens now? I mean, do you think Carlson goes to another platform? Because they exist now.
It seems quite likely that he will find a place on streaming sites like Rumble, or maybe he will have his own radio show or something that will allow him to continue to harvest or to reach out to that audience that he's cultivated on Fox News. It's going to put him in a different position because Fox still is king when it comes to conservative television, but he certainly has polling power. And so I'm not particularly worried about Carlson's career going forward.
No, that's not the question, because as you point out in one of your op-eds that, you know, he's already the heir to a fortune. This isn't really about his kind of economic well-being. I think it's really more about what this says more broadly. But, well, first of all, where does Fox go from here? And what do you, I mean, I'm asking you to speculate, so apologies for that, but where do you think Fox goes from here? And where do you think, how does that kind of affect the media landscape going forward, especially as we are now heading into the 2024 election cycle?
It's going to be very difficult for Fox because it needs to shore up that Tucker Carlson viewership. And so you would anticipate they might put someone in that time slot who tries to keep Carlson's audience attached to Fox News. But if it was his rhetoric that got him in trouble, that really does wedge Fox when they're trying to figure out how do we reach out to this Trump base, especially in advance of the 2024 election, while trying to avoid some of the pitfalls of Carlson, particularly the way that he and other hosts on the network have opened it up to lawsuits.
And so this whole question of whether Fox really is promoting journalism at this point, I mean, this was something that was kind of well, it was a difficult question for journalists and other organizations to sort of address. It's a difficult question for some politicians to sort of handle. Do you think that they see themselves differently now? Are they still arguing that they are journalists or that they are political activists who are on television? What do you think?
I think there are some people in Fox News who would like to still promote themselves as journalists. I think they've lost quite a lot of credibility with other news organizations. You know, back in 2009, when the Obama administration sort of went to war with Fox, it was other journalists who defended the network. I don't think that there's that same kind of relationship between Fox News and other outlets these days. So there may be people at Fox who present themselves as journalists. I'm not sure that other outlets have their back anymore.
That's Nicole Hemmer, a political historian at Vanderbilt University. Professor Hemmer, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much for having me.